Well, I know I'm not on a tailgate this week, but I thought I would bring you in to my little office to show you something that kind of means a lot to me for what we had to talk about this week. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So I'm sitting, like I said, I'm in my office. This is the farm office in my study, and behind my desk, which is a bit of a mess, behind my desk is a flag, and I've got a couple of flags hanging on the wall that are from a couple of places that I've spent some time over the years. One is the Navajo Nation, where I've spent quite a bit of time doing some work, and the other is the Philippines. And have some dear friends who live there, are from there, and one dear friend who I've known for the biggest part of my life now, who was a missionary there but now resides in heaven, and Brother Abel Demichulak. And Brother Abel was a very, very good friend of mine. He was my Filipino papa, and I miss him dearly, and he's been in heaven now for a couple years, and like I said, I miss him dearly. But I got to tell you, the more time that goes on, the more I realize that I've got more and more of a reason to look forward to heaven than I did a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. And I don't think I'm alone in that, and I don't think that's a wrong mindset to have. I think the Apostle Paul even had that mindset. Philippians 1:23, he was writing to a group of believers, and he said, "Look, I want to come to you. I want to come and preach and teach you. I want to come and pour into you, but I'm torn because I really, really, really want to go on to glory." Paul wasn't down in the mully grubs. He didn't hate his life. He wasn't miserable. He loved what God was using him to accomplish, and he loved the people that God had put into his life to pour into. He says that clearly in Philippians chapter 1, but he also says clearly in Philippians chapter 1 that he had a deep, deep, deep longing to go on to glory. And he says, like I said, in verse 23, that deep pull in his heart was what was tearing him. He had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which was far better. But he said, "I'll stay because I know you need that more." I know there's some of you that watch Tailgate Talks each week that I'm personally aware of that understand this really well. You've got spouses. You've one dear lady that I've gotten to know just a few hours, that lives just a few hours from me, whose husband went on to be with the Lord not too terribly long ago, and her heart aches for him. I know a lot of folks who fit in that category. Their hearts ache to be with the person they loved the most in this world, who's now living in glory. Can I encourage you? While God still has you here, while God still has you here, to seek out people that you can pour into, because the wisdom that God has allowed you to possess, the joy that God has allowed you to possess, the things that God has blessed you with in your life, He's leaving you here for a little while longer to pour into other people. You can be a blessing, like Paul said in Philippians chapter 1. You can be a ministry to other people while you're still here. Until the time comes for you to go on to glory, let God use you on this earth to pour into other people that are still here too. And when that day comes that you get to stand before the Lord, won't it be beautiful to hear Him say those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Listen, I know for a fact that when Brother Abel stood before the Lord that day, when his chest pain ended and he stood before the Lord, I know for a fact, based on his relationship with Jesus and his personal testimony of faith in him, that his Lord looked at him and said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You were faithful in a few things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." He knew Jesus, and Jesus knew him. Listen, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, can I encourage you today? Today can be your day of salvation. By simply calling out to Him, admitting your sin to Him, and asking Him to forgive your sin and be your Savior, you can be His child today. If you want to know more about what that means, reach out to us through this LifeWord page. If you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus after you put your faith and trust in Jesus, reach out to us through this LifeWord page. Let us help you begin that journey with Jesus. I'm so glad you chose to join me today. Normally we're on a tailgate. We'll be back on a tailgate next week, and we'll begin our journey for the summer next week. Until then, hey, I'm so glad that you chose to join us this week, and I pray you have a good week until we see each other again. I love you, and I'll see you next time back on a tailgate.